Yeah. Welcome to season 5 of Sessions.
Yeah, it goes like this right here.
This is the year.
Like,
we get it.
Niggas always be hollering peace.
Season 1 was fun. Season 2, it was cool.
Every time I try to get a piece
season
of mind.
Season 3 was crazy.
Niggas try to get a piece of mind.
And season 4,
so I gotta grab my piece.
Got us ready.
It's the return of the gangsta. Gangsta.
This is the year we return to high stakes. This is the year we get our own place. This is the year we pay back every motherfucker we owe. This is the year. Listener note, if you would like to hear what happened at the beginning of this session and prior to it, if you would like my entire comeback story, 5 years in the making, including 2 WSOP main event runs and numerous conversations I've had with poker superstars such as Matt Moore, Garrett Adelstein, Doug Polk, Matt Berkey, and many others, head on over to patreon.com/DGAFPokerPlayer and sign up to become a patron for $4.22 a month or more. Go ahead and do that right now. It just takes a few moments. And not only do you gain access to about 900 hours of private recordings, including part one of this episode, but you also get membership to DGAF Community, an online community of communal folk. Okay, seriously, just go do that right now, and I'll wait for you. I'll take a sip of this Mountain Dew Zero Major Melon while you do that. So go ahead. All right. Thanks for signing up. I hope you enjoy both all that content and the community. Poker Session 66 of 150, Hustler Casino Live, 6-6-22, Part 2, The Stream, continued. So we're about 90 minutes into The Stream on June 6th, and I've been playing my D-minus game so far. I came into I came up to the stage hungover and really tired. And I was playing fine, spewy and fine. And then I didn't execute in a big spot. And I take pride in executing in big spots. And I didn't. I folded queens when I knew I should call. I'd planned to call. And I just kind of gave up on the hand. And that was against Barry Jr. And that set me back. It sent me into a mental spiral at the table. I couldn't think about the hands I was playing after that. Just that one. Why the fuck didn't I just call? And yeah, so I played some hands very poorly. I gave Sashimi 1500 for no good reason. It just got me. I folded aces in a bomb pot into a small bet on the river from Hillary, who goes for it a lot in bomb pots. I just couldn't get over that fucking hand, and that's also something that comes with not enough sleep and being hungover and all that. And Raver, the commentator, is giving me the business. Just really fucking crucifying me for my play on this night. And that's okay. I was more tilted in part one. I've since taken a little nap and had some food. And now I'm recording on Friday night and I feel a little bit better. And he can do whatever he wants in the booth. I'm not going to even provide feedback on that anymore. I'll just, you know, whatever. So, at 2:03:40 is the hand where we're going to pick it up. The show starts and there's 30 minutes of countdown. So 2:03:40 is, 93 minutes and 40 seconds into the show. I open King 10 of hearts, Richard, the 8 seat defends, and we just check it down and I win with King high. And it was a fine hand, fine play. The next hand I open pocket sixes, Andrew calls and Lynn squeezes. And I call. People typically squeeze here with big cards and sixes. I'm going to call in position. And it comes 10-10-7 and two clubs. And she bets 800 into 1400. I suppose I could fold now. It seems like call and reevaluate is better. I did. Turns a five of clubs. She checks. I'm just going to check here. And the river breaks. And she has pocket nine. So it's just one of those. It's very marginal to call her squeeze with sixes, but I'm going to do that every time, and I'm going to trust my ability to play after the flop. It's pretty. She got a good flop for nines against sixes. There are many flops where I'm going to figure out what she has and win at some point. And yeah, I mean, maybe with my bad image at this point in the session, I could just fold. But then again, I just want to, you know, I want a big pot, against Hillary, where I turn the straight on a paired board and I got max value. I jammed overbet, jammed the river, and she called me with third pair or something. So it's close. But the next hand, I'm not going to do timestamps for all of them. They're just kind of going in order. And I've been playing so many hands that you don't have to scroll that far forward to find the next one. It's a bomb pot, king, queen, comes 9-8-3, sashimi bets 20, we all call, and it turns a black deuce, and I fold. And then I defend 5-4, multi-way, and flop nothing. And then at 2-26-25, Hillary limps, and we're playing 10-20-40 with a $20 big blind ante. And I just raised to 200. It's a I think I would probably raise to 160, but in this social game, I'm just raising to 200. It's fine with the extra ante out there and the extra blind. And it's just easy, and it's easy for people to, yeah, it's just easy. I think I would probably go to 160 in general, but whatever, 200's fine. And she calls, it comes queen 9-5 rainbow, and I have ace jack. I bet 200 into 490, and she calls. The turn's an 8, and there's 890 in there, and she checks, and I bet 520. I have ace jack on queen 9-5-8, and I'm going to follow through on the turn, the river, and she folds. And she had 8-7. She got lucky on the turn, but folded, and that's manufacturing a pot right there. That's something I do more than anyone I know, and I do have some spewy moments, and I've played my worst on stream in the first 90 minutes. You know, at least a stretch of hands was the worst I've played. Probably my D minus, but this hand played well, and I got a cocktail in my hand. I'm really trying to find my equilibrium, because as the patrons know, the night before I drank a million drinks with Aaron Queskin, and it's hard. The next day is just tough, and so you mix beer and you're like, oh, maybe I need a cocktail, maybe I need some sugar-free Red Bull, and you're just kind of trying to be your own doctor, I guess, at that point. At 2:32, I open jack 10. There are two calls. Lynn squeezes again, and I fold jack 10 offsuit. That's a hand I'm going to fold, whereas sixes I'm going to call. She had king queen, it turns out, this time. Something really cool happened at 2:33:22. The entire table took a shot of Casamigos. Is that what it's called? Casamigos? Tequila. The entire table. And I tried to get a picture of it when I was watching it back and taking my notes. And I suck at doing that. I couldn't figure it out. When I paused it, you couldn't see it. If anyone can get a good picture at 2:33:22, right around there, for this show, of everyone holding up a shot glass, could you... If you can get a good picture, could you send me that on Twitter or Slack if you're in the community, or just anywhere? I think it would be cool. Anyways, it was cool then. I did see, it looked like I have a little bald spot. And I never, not like bald, but like thinning in the classic bald spot. And I had been out golfing the day before. My head was burnt. And I didn't know if I'm finally starting to get a bald spot or not. And this is stuff I noticed when I watch back the stream. And I'm 48 years old, so it would make sense. But I never, and it wasn't, couldn't tell really if it was just the angle or whatever. At 2:38:43, I squeezed with ace deuce offsuit. So Richard had limped, and I just made it a bunch with ace deuce offsuit, and it came queen 7-4. I checked, and he checked, and the turn was a queen, and that's easy for me to bet. I bet, and he folded, and he had 8-5 of diamonds, it turns out, and I'm up 2,000 playing. I was playing like my D minus game for a while, my F game almost for a while after that. I folded the queens incorrectly, but overall, first 90 minutes, probably my D minus, and I'm up 2,000. I was fortunate to make a couple hands and win a flip or two, but I've manufactured enough. I'm probably playing my D game at this point. 56% VPIP. This is a choice This is me giving action. This is me sacrificing EV. I know how to play correctly preflop. I choose not to because it's really fucking boring in a full ring game. And I think I'm good enough post-flop to navigate shitty hands in weird spots. And you know, we'll see. Maybe not in this night, I'm not. Maybe I am. At 242-36, Andrew opens. I call with 10-7 of spades, and Barry Jr. calls as well. The flop comes 7-5-3. Not bad. And they checked to me. I bet 240 and a 410, and Andrew, who opened under the gun, calls. Okay, 7-5-3. He opened under the gun, check calls. He could have a lot of hands here. He could have... I don't know that he would always bet an overpair on this flop. He could have... Yeah. So, you know, if he opened under the gun, he likely has an overpair if he's check calling here. And so the turn's a four, and now I'm going to turn my hand, which on the flop was a value bet, protection bet, into a bluff. I bet 600. I don't think he can continue with any overpair. He calls, and then I know what happened. Oh, shit. He had pocket sixes. He turned it straight. I shut it down, and there was a flush draw out there he could have had too, but I shut it down, and he had pocket sixes. So he binked the turn, and it's all fair, but I don't really have a problem with how I played that hand either. And then there's a bomb pot, flop nothing. Then at 248-10, I get pocket threes. I open in the hijack. I get three calls. It comes 9-7-4. I do not bet with my threes on 9-7-4. I get a free card. It's a 10, and then I fold. And then next hand after that, I open queen-jack offsuit. I get three calls again. This flop comes out 10-9-7. Two overs and an open-ended. I could bet here. I opt to check. I like checking. I can check raise. I can check call. I can look like I'm pot controlling. And anyways, you know, it's four-way action. Everyone checks. And the turn's a deuce, and they check to me again. And so no one has a strong hand here. And I bet 1,200 into 5-10. I like this, and it's just going to win every single time. And it does. So again, 1,200 5-10, just because you know no one has anything. And so, or no one has anything strong, but your queen high is likely not good, and there's only one card to come. And sure, you're open-ended with two over cards, but someone could have a hand, you know, like queen nine, jack nine. You don't have as many outs as you think against three players, and it's fine. Just take it down, and it's a good play. Then I limp 7-5 offsuit and fold to someone's raise, and then limp 5-4 of clubs. And Lynn squeezes for the third time, and I'm going to make the adjustment. And Richard calls, and I make it 1,200. I limp, re-raise 1,200 because it's clear to me now that she's an aggressive player out of the blinds. And how would I know that? I don't watch streams. Never played with her before. Okay, so she's a squeezer like me. And so I'm going to limp, re-raise. It's going to look strong. And she folds, and he calls. Okay, and the flop comes out 3-3-4, and he checks to me. And this is an interesting spot. He has about pot behind. I think there's about 28 in there. I have fours and threes with a five. And I think about betting small and then, no, just go ahead and take the pot down now. Go all in. He might call with a hand like ace high. And he folded ace queen. And that's a reasonable result as well. With just a pot size bet behind, you can never check back your 4-5 after squeezing. He checks you on 4-3-3. You can't do that. You could bet small, but then you're going to feel like an asshole because you don't know what he has. You think he has like a hand like he ended up having ace queen, but you just don't know. And then it's just going to be, might as well just get the money in now. And he folded, and that's a reasonable result. At 307.42, I'm doing sleeper dark calls, and that's just... I don't mind calling dark preflop as long as no one raises in front of me. And I had queen four offsuit, so that's what I did. And I didn't make anything. And so what? Giving away EV just constantly. I think it's fun to try and win the VPIP board. And is it easy to book wins when you're over 50% VPIP in a 9-handed game? I wouldn't say it's easy. If you run good, it can happen. And I've run good the last 3 weeks, and it's fourth week, and fuck it, let's keep it going. Let's keep V-pipping just everything, you know, because I get it from the table and take a piss every now and then, and then they fold some hands and counts against your V-pip. I like to win them all. Most aggressive, most hands played, most money won. That's what I want. And why? It's a show. Because I'm not a fucking dirty grinder. It's not about me trying to win the maximum every hand, every night. And it's the opposite. I'm just trying to keep my spot, put on a show, and win some money. And I think I can do that playing a lot of hands. At 310, 36, they limp. I make it 300 with Jack Deuce offsuit. This is for Johnny Stevens. He loves that hand. He calls it duct tape. And I already cold four bet with Queen Deuce offsuit early in the show, took it down. Here I have Jack Deuce. Darren limp calls, and there's 730 in there. And the flop comes very nice. Ace Jack Deuce. And I just bet 100. I just want to, you know, get action from everything Darren has, maybe induce a bluff. He goes to 500. I call. The turn is the three of diamonds, and he checks, and I can tell he loves that card. So it came ace, jack, deuce. I coolered him. He has ace, x, and I have two pair, and I just put the little $100 bet out there, and he check raised, and I want him to overplay his hand. And on most turn cards, I'm going to bet again. I could tell he really liked this. I thought he had ace, three. So I decided I'm going to check back here, and then if he doesn't bet the river, then I'm going to put in a big bet, and he'll call me with ace high, or top pair, I should say. And anyways, there's two diamonds on the turn. I check back, and the river's a three, and now he bets 300 into a pretty big pot. And just, you know, I'm getting, you know, a trillion to one on a call, and just in case he had a hand like king, queen, in case my read was wrong, called the 300, just getting such a good price, and he had ace, six of diamonds. So there's a reason I thought he really loved that turn card. It's because he turned a flush draw. I'm okay with it. But you can see me holding my head at this point. Just, I was in some pain. Just so tired. I work every single day, every single night. Sunday was the exception. I worked in the morning, golfed, worked a little bit after, and then went drinking. And it was really fun, but I'm paying the price. You can see my head is in my hand at this point, and you know, it's pretty high variance when you're making it 300 with Jack Deuce offsuit, but that's okay. I've done this for a long time, and you know, there's merit to betting the turn too, but it just sucks if he check raises the turn. I have to fold my two pair because I knew he loved the turn card, and I thought it was ace three, but it really just was he turned the flush draw with his ace x, and it's fine. I just got counterfeited at 3-16-38. I'm gonna start straddling. I'm buried. I'm gonna start straddling to 100. You can straddle from anywhere. I just put the 100 out there. So basically, I turned the game into a 5100 game. It's fine. I have 7-3 of hearts, and they check, and I on king, queen, 5-2 hearts, I flop a flush draw, and I bet 600. And Darren calls, and it turns a queen, and I told him I queen 5, and he checks. I bet 800, and he calls. Okay, I have 7-3 of hearts. Flop the flush draw, king, queen, 5, I bet 600, and he called, and turns a queen. I bet 800. I think it reps well here, taking the sizing. He calls, and the river's another queen for king, queen, 5, queen, queen. Flush draw breaks out, obviously, and he leads 1,000, and I know he just had something and missed, and this is a bluff, and I min-raise. I sell it well. I did not sell everything well on this night. I was too tired to. When you're tired, you're readable. Not here. I min-raised to 2K. He snapped full at ace high. He missed the ace high hearts, and so I won 2,700 here with the worst hand, and I don't know that everyone's doing that, and I was catching a lot of shit for spewing hard, and that's fine. I decided I'm fine with it, but I'm definitely winning a lot of pots, manufacturing a lot, even on my worst night, and I'm up 34-40, like just like that. So not the end of the world. At 320, I limp dark. I've ace jack offsuit. Barry raises. Barry Jr. That's Mark Goon's friend, in case you didn't know. Just someone who's been incredible in helping me get games going as a host, and I finally got him on stage, and he was filling in for Barry, and called him Barry Jr. It's just like a funny joke, and he raised after I limped dark, and I have ace jack, and I decided to put in the three bet, and he called, and it came 10-7-4-2 spades, and we checked, and turns a queen, and I checked, and he bet 800, and the pot was big, and I called. I have a, you know, gut shot to the nuts, and I've I've drastically underplayed my hand. And anyways, the river is a brick and he bets 2,200. And I have my head in my hand. This is not repping. This is fairly polarized, the sizing. And I just fold and he had ace queen of spades. So he ran very well in that hand and he had a really good one. And okay, so at least I folded. And then Wolfgang didn't open a lot. And that's just a young guy, like really young, probably half my age on my left. And he's a vlogger and I think he plays smaller and he's just taking a shot for some content. And hey, I'm cool with that. And I'm going to exploit it because that's what you do at a poker table. He opens under the gun and Barry calls, and I think maybe like UTG2 and whatever. Some other people call. I give action. I call Jack 6 offsuit. Fuck it. And there's 510 in there. And it comes queen, six, deuce, rainbow. I flop second pair. And I check, we check, Darren checks, I check, Wolfgang checks, and Barry bets 150 into 510. And Darren calls, and I call. And I think Darren has a six also. And I have, you know, Jack 6 is a good six. And there's 1110 in there. And the turn's a nine, and we check. And Barry bets 450. And I call here. I don't think he's going to go bet with weak hands on just multi-way. He's starting to get polarized, even though his sizing's not huge. He's starting to seem polarized to really good hands. And what really good hands can he have on queen, six, deuce, nine? He just shouldn't have that many. He can't have pocket sixes because Darren, I was pretty sure, had one and I had one. He could have pocket deuces. And that's about it. I think he would 3-bet ace, queen, and king, queen a huge percentage of the time against this kid's open with the whole field behind. And anyways, I called, and then the river was a brick, and he bet 14 into 2010. And I thought for a bit, and I called. I decided it's pretty polarized, and he doesn't have many value hands here. He doesn't have many hands that can take this line. And he had just flatted that kid's open with ace, queen. So he kept having ace, queen, kept making top. And this one looks, I know this one looks horrible. It's not. It's not horrible. The one that didn't look as horrible in the part one was when I had queens and I folded on king, jack, x, 10, x. I folded to the shove. It didn't look horrible. That was horrible. This one looks horrible because I have jack six, I know, and it's second pair or third pair actually by the river. But it's not horrible because he doesn't have hands. He doesn't have many hands. He just happened to fucking not 3-bet ace queen. Ace queen, sure. Pocket deuces, yeah. But that's about it. Maybe king queen. Maybe not even king queen. And I just expected him to 3-bet ace queen a lot, and he didn't. I don't expect him to do it every time. But I was actually fine with this play. It looks way worse than it was. And then I have a bomb pot. I have pocket queens, and it comes 986, and Richard bets. Hillary calls, and Darren raises, and I think Darren has two pair or better. I fold my queens, and Darren had two pair, and it's a good fold. At 338.50, I open 10-9 offsuit, and Wolfgang 3-bets to 310, just a small 3-bet, and I think he has a really good hand here, and I have 10-9 offsuit, and let's try and either get a flop where we can bluff him or somehow make the best hand with 10-9. The flop comes ace, 10, deuce. I check. There's 710 in there. He bets 180, and rule number one in poker is don't pay off the guys that are just waiting for really good hands. You just don't do it. Even if like the price is close, you just don't do it. I folded on the flop. I flopped second pair and folded getting a nice price. It doesn't matter. You don't pay off here. And he had ace king. And then at 341.25, so it's not anything personal. I like this kid. I'm just going to, this is poker. Like, you're a kid and I'm a grizzled vet and I'm trying to make a comeback in life, and I can tell you don't want to put the money in, and I'm going to exploit that. That's what poker is. And at 341.25, I've put the 80 on, 10, 20, 40, 80 with a $20 big blind ante, and he opens to 230. I defend with A6 offsuit. Is this a shit hand? You know it is. It's 150 more. I'm going to win a lot. I could somehow make the best hand, sure. I could also just bluff him a lot. He just won a pot off me, and I'm just going to bluff him a lot. So that's, I'm going to get in there, and on certain textures, I'm just going to win always. It comes 8-5 deuce with two clubs. I have ace-six offsuit with the ace of clubs. I check, and he's going to c-bet here, and he does, and he c-bets to 160. Should I blow him off the hand now? No. This hand I actually played very well. Let's get a little value on our bluff. I check min-raise to 320. So just for this hand only, my brain is working perfectly, and it's just, well, not perfectly, but as well as it can at a poker table, and it's, okay, this hand sucks, but it's going to be really hard for him to win, given the money he had. He just won a pot. He's going to be even more risk-averse, and ace six offsuit's a shit hand. Okay, I call. I defend, right? And eight five deuce, two clubs. He bets. Well, I don't think he flopped a set, and I don't think he wants to go broke. And so blow him off the hand now. I mean, why? You only win 160 that way. Why don't you just min raise? He'll call and make a lot on the turn. Easy peasy. I made a 320. He called. The turn's a nine of clubs. I bet 1500, and he folded. So. Back-to-back really well-played hands out of position against just a kid taking a shot and nothing personal, right? It's just that's what you do. You figure out, well, if this is a different player, you're not doing this shit, right? You just play poker as a people game. And so really exploited in those two hands, folding the 10-9 on the flop to a small bet and min-raising the flop for value when you know you're going to blow off the fucking hand on the turn. It's good shit. Let me take some more of this Mountain Dew. Zero. Major melon. All right. 344.30. I open Jack 6 diamonds. Sashimi 3 bets to 400. And I fold. I gave her too much money earlier with A7 suited. And she had Jacks. And it came Queen, Queen, Queen. And I don't know what I was doing. I was thinking something that wasn't true. I was leveling myself. I was thinking she was playing like me, and of course she's not, and she seemed like a little too scared with her jacks, whereas, anyways, this time I knew she just had a good hand. I folded, she had pocket aces, and then I defend 5-4 offsuit, comes jack 5-3, we check, turns a 10, I'm going to bet here, so if someone didn't turn a 10, I win, and Richard called, river's a king, just give up, but he didn't, I don't know what he had, but he couldn't beat my 5, so... Maybe he had a gut shot, like ace deuce or ace four or something. So at 349.30, we got another timestamp. Darren opens the button to 240, and I go to 700 with king 10 offsuit in the small blind. Do I have to do this? No. Is it reasonable? I think it is. He calls. Ace, queen, deuce. Okay, I flopped the gut shot, and I have the stronger range. I'm going to check. He bets 300 into, you know, a much bigger pot, 1500, whatever. And I just call with my king 10. Turns a king. And now I have a pair, a straight draw, and I check. And he bets 900. And I know he's weak. I know he's pretty weak. And I don't know if he's going to fold to me. And I don't know if I'm, you know what? I have a pair and a straight draw. Let's just call and try and bink our equity. And there was a break. I check and he checks and he had ace four offsuit. So we play street poker, do Darren and I. It's fun with him because I know he's does very well in life. And like, I never feel bad. And he doesn't feel bad either. And he shouldn't. We've battled a lot. And that's just kind of a cool hand where it's all game flow. Can this guy make a big fold to me right now? Not on this night. I showed up hungover. He was golfing with me the day before. And I just don't have the image on this night. And I've been bluffing a shit ton. And I think I played that hand okay. At 355.25, Hillary opens. And I call with 10-6 of spades in position. And it's four ways. And there's 670 in the middle. And I flop a flush draw. Queen, queen, deuce, two spades. They check to me. I bet 220. Just rep the pocket pair. Could take it down here. Have plenty of equity if not. And Barry Jr. calls. And Hillary makes it 600. And she says that she has a big draw. And so I don't think she has a big draw. But what I'm going to do is use this information. Oh, you say you have a big draw, so I'm going to say I believe that, and I'm going to call you with my pocket pair that I don't have. And then if a flush gets there, maybe I'll pretend turn my pocket pair into a bluff. I don't know. This is what I was thinking at the time. So I call, and Barry got out. Barry had a little pocket pair. He got out, and the turn's a seven. So queen, queen, deuce, two spades, turn seven. There's, you know, she was 900 into 2,090, and She has runner stack up pretty good here. I don't feel like she can fold to me if she has a queen and I river a flush. And I'm getting, you know, better than, I'm getting better than, what, 3-1 on, is that true? Yeah, better than 3-1 on a call now. And I'm definitely getting money on the river. And I might stack her on the river if she has trips. I don't think she can fold. She didn't fold a weak hand to me earlier for all in. And, yeah, just, you got to know your image. So I'm just going to try and bink and rep that I turned a pocket pair into a bluff. And anyways, the river is a spade, the nine of spades. And I expect her to, I don't know what I expect her to do when the river is a spade. I expect her to maybe bet, but have some stress. She really didn't seem worried at all. And she just bet like whatever she could push out in white chips. And so I went from shoving to, I think I'm just going to call here. This is a little too strong. I called, she had queen nine. So that's the perfect card for her on the river. And it's time for me to add on. And the next check, I'm down 52-40. I'm in last place. And I was in first place the last check. This is fucking, I'm a swingy poker player. I'm high, what's it called? I guess you just call high variance player. But I was in first and now I'm in last. And who gives a shit? I'm 57%. I'm winning the VPIP board and that's what I care about. It's time for my worst play. Image is dog shit and I'm stuck and just added on and Darren limps and I go to 200 with Jack 8 of hearts. And Andrew goes to 720 out of position and they fold to me. And Jack 8 of hearts, I can just fold here. But let's gamble. Maybe we'll just make a hand against him. And let's just gamble. And the flop comes queen, queen, nine, two diamonds. I have hearts. And he bets 320. I have a gut shot. I'm going to check here. And I'm going to call here. He made a 720 preflop. This is a really small bet on the flop. I'm going to call. The turn is an ace of spades. And he checks. And I'm going to check this. And then the river's a six of diamonds. And he checks again. And now I know what he has. Now I know he has pocket kings. And there's, you know, like 2100 in the middle and everything got there. Any ace got there. I could have flopped trips. I could have flopped the boat. The flush got there. In theory, this is fine. I threw out a 5K chip and said 1800. In theory, this is okay. Given game flow, this is fucking horrible. And if you watch the cameras on me and I'm just a wreck, normally if I've slept at all, I'm not easy to read, and I just was easy to read, and I don't know how much of the live stuff factored in. Making a good call with kings, and I lost 3K on this hand, and this was super spew, and now I'm down 8,080, and it's a bomb pot. You can just tell I'm pretty frustrated, tilted, just not my night, fold whatever I had. Straddle, 100, Andrew opens the button now. He just won a big pot against me. He opens to 320. I assume he's very wide on the button. We're deep because I added on, and he's probably got me covered. And I have jack seven offsuit, and I can see I lift my eyebrows. I love that two people pointed out to me that I have a tell when I have a huge hand, I lift my eyebrows. And since then, I've seen just all horrible. I think I just do it all the time, like maybe because I'm tired. And I made it 1,200, and he's going to fold a lot of his opening range, I believe. And he calls. Okay, it's not the end of the world. I have jack seven offsuit. It comes 9-8-3. That's a good flop for jack seven offsuit. I bet 800 and he folded. And I think he had king queen. And so this is the kind of player I am where I'm going to spew a lot. And especially if I run into it, like that hand against Hillary. And the hand was bad. That was my worst play against Andrew, given the game flow. If my image is better, I'm winning that one, I think. Because I'm going to sell it better and just something, everything will be better, but it was bad. It looked like I was bluffing. I was fucking bluffing and he made a good call. Well, okay, but I just won 1200 here manufacturing with a dog shit hand, the worst hand. And I'm card dead for a while. At 420-30, Darren limps the button. I just raised big with ace three offsuit. Figure it's the best hand. I win. And then Darren raises and I call with ace four of clubs. And it's multi-way. It comes jack nine deuce, a club, and he bets huge. He bets like 1,200 into 1,490, and we all fold. I think he had kings, and he said he had no pair. I fucking love that guy. And I just reasonably, he raised big, maybe some straddles were on, what have you, and So whatever, I'm fucking buried and I've been crushing. Since I started playing for the Chat Pros, I won 20K, 20K, and 40K. And so what? I have a 20K bullet. Is it? It's just okay. It's just all okay. And but I, you know, I'm just whatever. 427.06. I straddled to 100. I want to try and get unstuck. And Lynn raises, and I call, and he comes King Jack, whatever, and I have deuces, and she checks. I put a small bet out there, and she check raises. I fold. She had a king. And maybe it came king nine something, but she check raised top pair. I folded. And at 428.45, I straddle again for 100. And Hillary and Darren limp, and I have ace nine offsuit. I just make it 800. No, you both are deep, and you both have weak hands, and you're out of position. And I know my image sucks, but ace nine offsuit is not that bad. I'm gonna make it 800, and they folded. And I straddle 100 again, queen three offsuit, and Wolfgang open. And just a tough situation for someone new to this, these stakes and this depth and all that. He opened, and I'm going to defend. And I'm just going to defend anything, and I'm going to try and outplay him after the flop. And I think I have twice. Once folding something you would obviously call once with, and the second time fucking check min raising to get value out of your bluff. Well, here I have queen three offsuit, and I check. It comes 994. And I check, and he bets 150. 994. Queen 3. He bets 150. Okay, well, what about if I make it 900? And I make it 900, and he goes in the tank, and I start talking. Wouldn't it be crazy if I had a 9, I made it 900? Just fucking being grizzled vet. Not mean, but just like, you know, experienced fucking vet that's played too much. And he folded ace 4. So manufacturing, I'm taking heat on this night for sure. Just the Ravers talking about how bad I'm playing and reading the chat talking about how bad I'm playing. And yeah, it's okay. Sure. I've won like 97 pots with the worst hand. And yeah, I've played my worst on stream in a while, but I mean, it's not all bad. I'm just winning all these pots with nothing. Straddle 100. There are three calls. I check. 10-7 offsuit. Comes 9-6-3. Darren bets. I call. I have a gut shot, and he doesn't seem that strong. And the turn's ace of spades, and there's 740 in there, and he checks. I bet 800. I overbet, and he calls. And this is what I was alluding to, where sometimes he can make big folds, but it doesn't seem like he wants to against me on this night. He's sitting next to me. He knows how hungover I am. I'm like, or just like tired, and like I'm not sharp in any way. I'm not witty on this night. And he calls, and the river's a deuce, and he bets 1,100. And I think I really want to go for it, but it feels like he might make a hero call, and I fold, and he had a six. So I had two overs in a straight draw. I was in great shape. He just happened to call the – he just didn't believe me and wasn't going to believe me, and that's okay. Maybe – you know, you just gotta, it's fine. I wanted to shove or I don't remember how deep we were, but raise his $1,100 bet in the river. And I decided it wasn't time for it. I already did it with 7-3 and it worked. And that, you know, you can't go to the well too many times. And I added my last 500, and then Ryan put on the graphics, added 500, which is fucking hilarious. I saw that when I was watching it back. I thought that was really funny. And let me take another sip. At 436.50, I defended ace, eight of clubs, multi-way. And it came ace, nine, eight, all diamonds. Darren bet 400. I'm just going to call here, let a good card peel off. And Richard goes all in 1280. Darren calls, I call. I think Darren has a big ace. Okay, don't counterfeit me or don't put a diamond. We're all in for 1280. I might have Richard beat, I might not. And three-way for 1280. The turn is a six of clubs for ace, nine, eight, all diamonds. Six. Darren checks. Well, dry side pot, I bet 1,700. I think I got him beat. I don't know if I have Richard beat. And he calls. And the river's a brick. And I just bet 1,500 because even though it's me betting this dry side pot, It just has to be a good hand. It just can't be a fucking bluff on the turn. And so he was calling to try and bink something. And now when it breaks out, I have to go small. I like this sizing. Maybe I could have bet a few hundred more. He called. Richard flopped a flush, so he got the triple up. But I won the side pot. And I played this hand pretty well. And one of the tabs came from the waitress, and I just handed it to Barry. He bluffed me. It seemed right. He's winning, and I'm losing. And I defend ace-9 offsuit, and comes queen-8-8. We check three ways, turns a five, just check and fold. At 445-12, Hillary raises to 300 in the hijack, and she's winning a lot. And so I'm not going to pick on anyone, and I love Hillary, and she's, but you're winning, I'm losing, okay. I'm going to apply some pressure. King deuce offsuit on the button, 800. Is that horrible spew? I don't know. I mean, I'm going to win so often here. I think if you put the percentages up, I'm a favorite over her entire opening range. Just to win the pot. And it comes 973, and she checks. I bet 1,000, she folds. She had ace jack offsuit. So it's just really, really laggy. I don't always play this way. I have often in my career, and I think it's the best style for the stream. And obviously if I start running really poorly, I'll have to tighten up for a bit and have more fold equity and all that. But this is just deep stack fucking who wants it more. And I always want it more. And so I just win all these pots. And at 447.04, I'm down 58.90. I'm the biggest loser. Good for me. Isn't that a TV show? I don't know. Queen Jack. Fucking flop nothing. Jack deuce in the straddle. I flop second pair. Don't bet it. Fold the turn. I was beat. Call four deuce. Flop bottom pair. Call once. Fold the turn. And at 5:07, we got about 23 minutes left of stream. I raise with queen three of hearts. Richard calls. Comes ace king three. I just go ahead and bet here. He folds two fives. Just another pot where I won with not the best hand. And Hillary limps. I go to 120 with king seven. It's Kevin. Go to that. Andrew calls and she calls. Hope one of them has a pocket pair because it comes king 4-4. I bet 140 and they both folded. So neither had anything. And at 509.44, I straddle to 200 and it's raised in three bet in front of me. And I have 8-4 offsuit. I have to fold. And this is just a really spewy session. And it's okay, you can't win them all. And then I forgot to straddle. I was straddling to 100 or 200 because I'm trying to get unstuck before the end of the show. And I forgot, and Darren opened to 150 from the 40. So 10, 20, 40 with $20 big blind ante. Opened to 150. Oh, I looked down at Kobe. Okay, I just call the 150. And Barry Jr. calls, and Andrew Nimi goes to 800. Okay, and this is a squeeze sizing. It's probably a good hand, but it's a squeeze sizing. And Richard throws his cards, and one of them falls in my lap, and it's a nine of hearts. Well, do I like seeing that when I have deuce four hearts? No. But Darren folds, and I'm going to gamble. This is what I've always done, is played hands in position, deep stack, and when I make the best hand, I usually get max value, and I win a shitload of the time when I don't. And it's rare that I punt it all off. I mean, I punt some off, but it's rare when I punt all of it off. And just being, this is why my kids have had such comfortable lives, is deep stack in position. And that's what we got here. And Barry's in there too. And so the flop comes, but I'm in position against the aggressor. Flop comes 9-4 deuce. What's up now? Two clubs. And Andrew bets 840. And I'm just going to raise right now. There is no point in slow playing. Just raise right now. If you have a different image, if you've been crushing all night, if you aren't hungover, you might have to call here and then try and win the money later. Nah, if you're a fucking mess and like you just can't talk and like you're just fucking degenerate on the day after a long night of drinking with Aaron Queskin, just raise now. Just told Magic 2200. And Barry folded, and Andrew is in a tough spot here. And that's what you do in deep stack in position. And he, it's a cooler flop. He had ace queen of clubs. Don't blame him for shoving it all. He's hoping, obviously, that I have worse clubs. And I snap call, and the turn's a deuce, and he's drawing dead, and that's a over 20K pot. And he just, he was really cool about it, and it's just, you know, it's called Max Payne Monday, and it's fun to slow, but it's really a friendly game. And I like Andrew a lot and respect him a lot, and he'll be fine, but it's just like, what the fuck? I'm playing, you know, 58% of hands, and like, you know, obviously tilting, and you get that cooler flop. You flop the nut flush draw, and you have backdoor straight draw, and I flop bottom two, and I could have other combos, which he's doing great against, and it's just a pretty automatic hand. Once I, you know, as long as I'm not folding preflop, which I don't fold preflop that much. I like to gamble. I like to play in position, as mentioned, and it's very fortunate. It's a fucking bailout, and I appreciate it. Whoever dealt it, Louis or Magic, I don't even remember. But next hand, I raise king queen. Sashimi calls. Richard calls and Hillary calls. Comes 8-6-4. They check. I'm not betting here. And then turns a jack, three clubs. So one of them bets. I fold. And now it's time for my actual best play of this part two. I straddle to 100, and it folds around to Darren, and he goes to 340 from like the 40. So it's 10, 20, 40, 100, and it folds around to him in the 40, and he goes to 340. Okay, so he raises. I look down, I have ace-king offsuit. Ace-king offsuit is a hand I'm happy to 3-bet small all day long. And it's not like I have to balance this shit. I just don't. The spot doesn't come up. You don't have to. So I just go to 840 because it dominates so many hands that will call. I don't want to get out any aces or kings. And he calls. And so we got a nice pot brewing. And it comes 6-4-3 with two hearts. And I have the ace of hearts. And he donks 1,300. And that just means he leads into the preflop aggressor. It doesn't, I'm not calling him a donk. But he donk bets 1,300. And I have... you know, backdoor straight draw, backdoor nut flush draw, and two overs, and I might have the best hand. And so I call pretty quickly. And I'm aware of how quick I call that's going to make him continue on if he's bluffing. And the turn is a 3-6-4-3-3, and he snap bets 2K. I don't believe him. I think on this card, you would have to think, does this dickhead on my left have an overpair? Should I really be bombing here? He bets 2K. I call very quickly. Keep the momentum going. The river's a queen of hearts. Flush gets there. Could have a queen. He goes all in. And the graphics are off. It's around... It's 20... It's close to 3K, I think. And I think for a bit. And I just... It's... Why is it my best play? I just am... In this moment, I know to call. And it's not just a price thing. I just think my hand's good. And I can't tell you exactly why, like... A lot of it is physical, and he ordered a drink at that moment, and yeah, you don't, whatever. I just call, and he had ace nine, and so I won 7K there with ace high against ace high. And so, yeah, I did play like shit for a while, but I've won a lot of pots. Just when 7K with ace high against ace high is, I don't know, you can call it whatever you want. Call it just lucky, dumb luck if you want, but... it's a pretty nice way to close out the session. I was the biggest loser. I was down. I was all in for 20, so I was down 10 at some point. And now I'm doing good right before the buzzer sounds. And 5-25-46, sashimi calls. People call. I mean, opens. People call. I call 4-3 offsuit in the blinds. I believe in my post flop abilities. Maybe not on this night as much as other nights. But I flopped nothing, and that was it. Folded, and for the night, for the 5 hours, I V-pipped 58% and 28% pre-flop raise, and winnings 10,650. And I probably played overall C minus. I played D minus for a while, but I also played some B minus hands, and you know, a couple A hands, and. My goal is to play B minus, and I played C minus, and so what? I drank too much the night before. I fucking work every single day and night, and I needed to fucking drink, and it was fun, and you live with it, and you learn, like, well, I can do this again, but not the night before I'm going to play my one big game of the week. And then we're going to play after stream for a little bit, and they come down, and the graphics were off, so I had to pay State Kings, I think it was maybe 800 to 1,000, more than I should have, and instead of trying to explain to 100 people who bought $50 pieces of me or probably more because people bought less smaller pieces. Instead of explaining to them that the graphics were off and they're going to get less money, I just decided, fuck it, it's the cost of this shit. Just eat the $800 to $1,000. And we just, I can't do this anymore because every time, obviously it says I won more than I did because I tip and buy drinks and shit. And on this night, there was just some error where either I didn't tell the dealer I added on or the dealer didn't tell upstairs or upstairs didn't do it. Somewhere there was a gap. And it's okay. I just decided quickly. Ryan's like, do you want me to contact them? And I'm like, no, Ryan, like, fuck, man. It's like $1,000 probably total and that I'm giving away. Not, I'm giving away more than that from people at pieces, but I'm taking the worst of it. And like, life's too short. I'm too tired. No fucking way. Not trying to explain, start some bullshit controversy. So I'm just going to pay them. And then that'll probably be a wrap with the Steak Kings. And I don't know if it will. We might be able to find a resolution, but each week I've been paying more than 25% of my win. So people are just kind of free rolling on the errors and the tips and the drinks and all that. And this was significant and whatever. I went and took a piss and some guy says, oh, hi, I'm Wesley's friend, West Side Wesley's friend and Hillary's friend. Can I play? And I said, well, if you're West Side's friend and Hillary's friend, okay, come play. And I'm going to play for a little bit. And, this guy was a pro, he's a gamer, and he bought in deep on my direct left, sober, good, and I took a really good line with ace four offsuit. I might have check raised a flop with top pair no kicker and called a couple bombs, and I won 5K in that hand against him, and nothing really happened much. And overall on the day, I played 2 hours before, 7 hours, 5 hours on stream, 2 hours after. I played 9 hours total, and I won about $10,000 after I paid every pieces out and all that. So let's check the scoreboard, see the countdown to 2023 scoreboard, see how we're doing after week 22 of 50. So we're 44% of the way through the journey. Hours, I played 19 hours this week. So we're currently at 365 hours on the year, and the pace is 330. So we're 35 ahead of that. And the quest is to get to 750, which is a lot for me. When I was a younger pro, I'd play 2,500 hours a year, no fucking problem. Well, now I got all these different jobs, and I'm not trying to be a full-time grinder at all. But I'm proud of being ahead of that. Wins, every time I win a session, which is a day, I get 5 points. And every time I lose 5 points. And so I had 2 wins and 1 loss, which equals 5 points for the week. And I have 110 points on the year, and the pace is 110. So we're right on pace, trying to get to 250 points. 50 weeks, average 5 points a week. 2 wins, 1 loss. I'm good with that. And at this point in the year, I have 44 wins and 22 losses. So right on pace. And let's see what's going on with the patrons. This has been a little confusing to me. I haven't even had time to even speculate what's going on, but we've lost a lot of patrons. I did a lot of patron-only drops in a row on the RSS feeds, and I'm thinking a lot of patrons didn't have their RSS feed connected. I don't know. And so then they just figured I didn't drop anything for 2 weeks. And I've seen a lot of comments about Patreon. People don't like what's going on with them. I don't know what Patreon's doing. If anyone has any feedback of what's changed recently, I'll appreciate it. But anyways, someone who deletes often deleted. So someone who likes to sign up, get the free shit and delete right before the end of the month, deleted. Good for them. And then a longtime patron, first time deleter, deleted the straddle. Okay, minus 4 more. And then Jason signed up. Thank you, Jason. And someone else deleted. God damn it. And then Brent went to 844. So just wanted to be on the Slack, and that's the tier Brent went. And then Chad McVean went to 946. And so I've asked people to go to the tiers, and 946 is not a tier, but Chad wants to be there, and that's where he can do whatever you want. And Chad McVean is just a fucking, just one of those people, those communal people in so many ways. And then Michael signed up at 1688. Okay, that's the most plus EV. You get to play poker online for no rake, essentially. There's rake to pay the expenses for the app, but the rest of it goes into putting people in the main event, and you have a piece of them. 2 people are going to play in the main event this year out of DGAF community, and if you're at 1688 or higher, or you have been, you're going to have some equity in that, and it's pretty sick. So, yeah. And then another Straddler deleted. And then Michael signed up because I earned for Michael on State Kings. And I've earned for so many people. I didn't do it to earn for them so they would pay $4.22 a month, but I figured some would, and not very many have. But Michael did. Thank you, Michael. Two more deletes. I don't know. Have I been like extra grumpy, extra grizzled in the pods lately? It's possible. I wake up fucking with a headache every day. It's possible the pod has suffered. It's possible something's going on with Patreon. It's possible that people didn't know I was still cranking out drops. They were just all in the RSS feed for a while. I don't know. But yeah, so after Michael signed up, two deletes, and then Pat signed up, and then Matt came in at 1688. That's the most plus EV tier. Thank you, Matt. Another straddler deleted, and then Daniel came in with a straddle, and then another deleter, and then Poo Daddy, who's been on the show, came in. That's my trick, is you play with me, you're going to want to hear what I say about you, so you have to sign up. It's just a fucking beautiful trick. And then Ron went to 100. That's the top tier. Thank you very much, Ron. And that has different perks than the other tiers. And then another person deleted. And then Rummy Cat signed up for 4 points. I don't know exactly what's going on, but the last 2 weeks have been rough on this line. We netted two patrons, so 8 points. We're still way ahead of pace for the year. We have 564 points. And the pace is 264. So we're 300 ahead of pace, but we were over 600 2 weeks ago. And we lost a bunch. And then we only got two new ones. And I don't really know what's going on. I don't know what it is, but, I don't know. Any insights would be appreciated, because I literally just don't know. I just don't know if it's me, if it's Patreon, if it's something else. I don't know. Poker Rags finally got, Chad McVean ordered a couple things off my page. So went on Poker Rags, clicked on menu, clicked on Team Poker Rags, clicked on DGAF, and ordered two things off of there. That's 2 points. Thank you very much, Chad McVean. He was the winner of a 1% free roll one of the weeks. I've been free rolling a Patron 1%, paying out 400, 200, 200. And Chad said, well, give me mine in Poker Rags. Very cool. Did that. Order a big order. Two things off my page. So we have 50 points in the year. Been a weak year for my Poker Rags. And the pace is 186. And yeah, so we're pretty 136 behind pace. I'm trying to get to 423. Anyways, the countdown to 2023 is the fifth and final line on this scoreboard. And got 34 points this week. That's low. That's below pace for the week. Still doing okay overall. We have 1,089 on the pace is 890. We're 199 ahead of pace, but we were way ahead of that. You know, we're trying to get to 2023. And so will there be a season 6 of sessions? The latest trend says maybe not. And it seemed like kind of a lock just a few weeks ago, and be okay if it ends. Every good story has to end eventually. I prefer it doesn't end with this season, but it's out of my hands at this point. I literally can do no more than I'm currently doing. At least I don't think I can.
Sessions is brought to you by Poker Rags. Poker Rags, we dress poker players. Sessions is also brought to you by the Hustler Casino in Los Angeles. Lowest rake, best food, and craziest action in town. If you would like to have access to every drop of Sessions, over 700 of them and counting, plus access to my other podcast, Solicited Advice Podcast, and or you want to be a part of the sick as fuck community I'm building, DGAF community, head on over to patreon.com/DGAF poker player and sign up to become a patron today.